Oh my goodness. Hello, everyone. I nearly knocked my mic stand over. You are listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. And little do we know how much we change it. We change the world in many ways. I almost changed my world just now by dumping everything in my lap right before I got on the air. Whoops, I better stop my video there. Otherwise, I will be like live chatting with Jay the whole time. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, probably because I almost knocked over my... first of all, I have my microphone on my... I'm speaking to you through Zoom. That's how Jay connects me, Jay, my lovely producer. And so I have my mic connected to my iPad. And that's what I'm using. And so I nearly knocked the whole thing over because it's on a very small stand, which probably should be bigger, but it isn't. And we do what we have to do. So here we are together on this lovely Monday morning at 10:02 a.m. on Monday, December 11th, 2023. Holy cow. Gosh, it's just been... like the last few days, I would say like the last week or so, has just been such a potent energetic time. Just so much is going on. I was listening to Mark this morning and he was saying how, you know, Mercury is going to be in Capricorn. Excuse me one second. My throat decides to be wonky at the very last second. So he was saying how Mercury is going into Capricorn. And I, of course, am a Capricorn. So me waking up cranky didn't help. So he was saying how, you know, everybody loves the Sag energy. And I do too. I mean, it's not that I have anything against any of the signs. Believe me, I pretty much can get along with all of them to some degree. Or most. No, I'm teasing. And even I put a comment in Mark's chat room, you know, kind of crankily being teasing about how Sag energy kind of irritates me sometimes after it's fun for like a moment and then it gets a little bit irritating. And that's, I was kidding, but not kidding. It can kind of, at least to a Capricorn, it can feel very like fun and charged. And then it's just, okay, now you're just gone too far. So for a Capricorn, like we like levity and we like joking around, but it's like, all right, now we have to be serious. Let's stop being ridiculous. All right. But I just, you know, I'm everything I say, if it sounds like I'm serious, I'm probably not. You know, it's like there are times to be serious and right now is not one of them. So I'm joking around. And I like to joke around. Capricorns generally have a good sense of humor, although it can be very dry. And a lot of people misunderstand a dry sense of humor because it sounds very serious. So there's that dichotomy. Anyhow, I'm going to invite you as soon as I clear my throat. I'm so sorry. My throat is all of a sudden acting up. It was fine before. As soon as I start talking a lot in the morning, that sometimes happens. I'm going to invite you all over to the Facebook chat and see if I can take a breath, slow myself down, get my thoughts in order. I was telling Jay right before we went on, or way before, excuse me, white. Right before I went on, I sound like Wesley Wabbit. You know what? Let me take a little sip of this. No, I have not been drinking this morning, people. Maybe I should. No, I don't advocate alcohol. It doesn't solve any problems, really. although it can be a little bit mellowing at times, but I don't even drink, so maybe that's part of the problem. Anyway, let me invite you all over to Facebook because right now I just want to be making some sense and I don't want to lose my audience here. Okay, so I'm going over. This is how you get into the Facebook chat, okay? You get on your device or your computer and you go to 12radio.com. That will take you right onto a mostly black page with some photos and words. And one of those words on the left side in the options column will be chat. I have to get this frog out of my throat. I'm sorry. Good Lord, that's annoying. And once you hit the chat option, that will take you into the Facebook group. And at the very top, you will see the 12radio schedule if you're wondering when the shows are. So you can check those out there. And then if you just scroll down a little bit, you will see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. Okie dokie. So I'm going to go in there. I don't see anybody in there yet. So maybe I will write you a message. I'm going to put a heart in the chat just to start us off. How's that? Bunch of hearts. There we go. And hopefully you will all be joining me shortly. Otherwise, I will be talking to myself. And that's sometimes that can be a lot of fun, actually, but sometimes not so much. I would rather talk to you guys. And I would rather you talk back if possible. Not in a, talk back sass way, unless you want to. That's cool too. But, ask me questions and join the conversation. And together we'll all try and ignore the very noisy power motor guy outside. Who's trimming the hedges, I think, and making a lot of noise. And we will just do our best to focus and be serene and calm, go into that place of peace in our bodies, in our psyches, that is always there because that is who we really are. We are not this goofy human. We're spiritual beings in a physical body. Of course, and we are on this earth school learning our lessons for a little while. But that place of peace inside us, that is who we really are, because that's our God consciousness. So that's where I like to go when things get a little chaotic, which they have been, frankly, the last few days at least. And I'm gonna even say way more than that, way longer. I'm really feeling some of the astrology today. I don't always know exactly what's going on with the planets, although I can usually feel it and I can guess. But this is Capricorn soon. Wait, what are we? Today is, what did I just say? We're still in Sag season, but Capricorn season is coming soon. And I am here for it. Quite literally, because I am a Capricorn sun. And my birthday is this month at the very end of the month, 3 days after Christmas. And it's like I don't mind birthdays. I actually have fun with birthdays. I think they're great. I don't think anybody necessarily loves aging in the negative sense, but like as time passes and you get more experience, that's a really good thing. And so, I mean, it's kind of cool to be able to say, hey, I've lived this long and I know this, and this. I'm still learning every day. Wow, I am so sorry about that noise. I know you guys can hear that. I'm fairly sure it's bothering me more than it is you, but still, it's just quite loud. And so I'm going to talk over it and I'm going to talk even louder. But yeah, I mean, lost my train of thought. Sorry. Capricorn. So, I mean, honestly, I wasn't, when I was younger, I wasn't sure I was ever going to make it to this age. Not for any particular reason, but just because I just always had the feeling that I wouldn't. So maybe the jury's still out on that, but after I passed a certain number, I have kind of always felt like I was living on borrowed time. And I shouldn't say that because that's a terrible affirmation, but kind of how I felt. And I don't necessarily feel that, like, oh my God, what if I die thing, because I'm not afraid of death per se. If anything, I think there's more to be said about being afraid of suffering than actual death. But no one's suffering, hopefully, and hopefully we're all here and we're all kind of good and everybody's doing okay, I hope. And Tiffany, I know you're not in the chat yet. Maybe you will be in a minute, but I heard you, saw your comment in Mark's chat room. I'm happy you're good. I knew you would be. I did give you a reading that said you would be okay. So there's that. And I knew. I knew you would be okay. And I was really happy to hear that. No, I won't say I told you so. That's okay. I won't do that. So I'm gonna go back to the chat since I don't want to just blather on. I really would like to engage with some of you if you're here. And it does look like you are. So let me go there. Okay, now I see you all. Before, it didn't look like there was anybody there. Probably because there wasn't. Just me and Jay. Jay says, "Happy Monday." Yes. I will say that I am doing my best to make it a happy Monday. Thanks, Jay. That's a cool gift. I like that. I like gifts. Gifts are cool. The GIF type, and also gift, GIFT. That type is always good too, especially since it's my birthday this month. I'll just throw that in there. Again, you guys, you have to realize that I tease a lot. I can be very playful when I'm in a mood, like I am right now, and I will tease you. So I hope you are here for it. Raven says, "Hello, Love Sherpa." And Raven is one of our lovely One Two Listen advisors and also show hosts here on One Two Radio, as is Jay. Jay is a man of many hats. He wears many hats. He's the producer and he's the radio show host and he's an intuitive advisor. So he's just all over the place. My goodness, he is a busy man. Okay. Oh, Catherine's here. Hi, Catherine. Catherine is also a One Two Listen advisor. And she used to be a radio show host here. She used to have her show right after mine. And she's not doing that right now, but she's over there on One Two Listen if you want to give her a call. And she's just a lovely soul. I mean, I honestly can't say that any of us are not lovely souls. We are all really lovely souls. And as well as lovely souls, we're lovely people. We're good people. We want good things for everyone. We want to help. We want to serve. We only want to see everybody happy. Because most of us are empaths. I dare say all of us are probably empaths. And we just feel, excuse me, we feel other people. And when other people aren't happy, we feel it and it hurts. So, it's, I mean, we care about you and we want you to be happy. And we also want to feel good ourselves. So it's not that it's a self-serving thing. It's really not. But it's no fun to see somebody who's unhappy, and because we all know how that feels. We all know how it feels to be unhappy and be in pain. And nobody wants that for anyone, themselves or anyone else. Nobody wants that. Unfortunately, sometimes we are, and these are all lessons that we sometimes have to go through for whatever reason in our lives. Sorry, my throat is giving me a little issue. But yeah, and so we do the best we can, and we when we go through these not so pleasant moments, we do our best to go to that place of peace inside us that is our God consciousness, and know that everything is happening for us, for our highest good. And if we just let it, and it, you know, let it be, accept it, don't go into resistance or judgment about it, because that doesn't help. And if you can just allow it to be what it is for the moment, in that moment, the energy will start to shift and things will change. And that's really the thing that I like to try and remember when anything, and it's easy to forget that when anything is going kind of wrong in your life, it's so easy to forget and just kind of get mired in the negativity. And like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Blah, blah, blah. But if you just stop for a second, like I have taught before about the Neville Goddard's mental diet, keeping your thoughts focused in a positive manner. And also what goes hand in hand with that is Emmett Fox's Golden Key, which teaches that anytime you have an issue, you just say, I want a golden key, this situation. And you think of God instead. And you put it in terms in your mind that relate to God. Like, God has my back. Universe has my back. You can use any word for God that you like. Spirit is with me. Just anything like that. Whenever you have a problem, if you just take your thoughts away from it, because focus is fuel and you get more of what you focus on, take your thoughts and your focus away from the problem and focus on something. I prefer, you know, God, spirit, universe. Focus on God first, and then focus on something else that might give you some pleasure in the next step. Because if you're focused on something that's distracting you from the problem, that's a good thing. And especially if you're using the tools that some of the tools that I have taught and some of the tools that other people teach, which really are kind of similar anyway. Sometimes they just come at it from a different vantage point. But really, everything is focus, and you want to focus on who you really are. And that's why I say, you know, focus on spirit, focus on God. And that's really what Emmett Fox meant too in the Golden Key. He really meant to focus on who you really are, which is that God consciousness. Because if you're focusing on the fact that you are this infinite being and you deserve good things and you know that you can have what it is that you're focusing on, it kind of takes some of the angst out of the problem. Often it brings you right to that place of peace inside you, even if you kind of forgot to go there. But anyway, it all ties in. So I'm trying to like circle it back around to that, because that's where the peace is. That's where the trying to think of another, the other word I'm trying to think of. That's where the serenity is. The serenity, it comes from within you. It doesn't come from outside, although outside things can help. We don't want to rely on them for our inner peace. Our inner peace comes from spirit and us, because we are God consciousness. So, all right, let's see who else is in the chat room. Quelly. Hey, Quelly. She says, blessings, Lori. Hope you're having a great day. Oh, and Catherine said, good morning, beautiful. And like I always like to say, you spot it, you got it. Refreshing the chat one more time. I'm so happy you're all here with me today. I love chatting with all of you. All right. Yeah, I just have to go in there and like do the whole all comment thing again to make sure I didn't miss anybody. yeah, that's right. Denise. Hey, Denise. she says, and another Capricorn in the room. Yeah, I know Raven is a Capricorn. That's right. Denise, are you a Capricorn? I don't know. That is my question. And I don't know what all of the rest of you are, although I do know Jay is a Taurus, and I know he has Capricorn rising. I believe it's Capricorn rising. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So yeah, well, Jay, you're an honorary Capricorn. And I love listening to Mark because, of course, he's all about the astrology, and it's super interesting to me. He knows so much. Oh my goodness. And just when I think I'm not going to hear anything new, not that I ever really think that, because I always think I'm going to hear something new from Mark. But just when I think he's like said everything he could possibly say about astrology, he says something else that I've never heard before. It's really incredible. I learned so much from him. And really all the shows on 1-2 Radio. I've learned so much from CA about astrology, just speaking specifically about astrology now. CA and also Terry Campbell, when she was on, I've learned a lot from her. Kelly McLean also, when she was on. These Terry and Kelly McLean are all still intuitive advisors, I believe. So you can still get them on 1-2 Listen, but they used to be show hosts as well. And I loved the astrology. I mean, everybody knows so much and so many different things that it's all really fascinating to me. Yeah, so anyway, I'm here for you guys. If you want me to pull a card for you, I can do that. If you have questions, that would be amazing. I can answer some of those. I just got done with a 3-month course at the University of Santa Monica, and that concluded this weekend. Yesterday was the last day. And it was very intense and not always comfortable because when you are doing shadow work, which is basically what we do, when you're doing that, it can be really uncomfortable. And as I sat there in it's an online class now. It used to be live until COVID. So I got 1 year of online, and then the rest of my years there were spent online. Or should I say, I spent 1 year in person. Sorry, did I say that? I might be mixing up my words. I spent 2019 in person in the classroom up in Santa Monica, and then COVID came, so everything went online. So the rest of the time I was taking their classes online. But the type of work that we do in these classes, I love, it's like a love-hate relationship, really. I love being in the energy field of the University of Santa Monica. My teachers are amazing. This was the last class they decided to teach because they're both in their 80s, Doctors Ron and Mary Holnick. And I just want to really express my extreme gratitude and love for them because they're two of the most loving beings, the wisest beings, the most incredible people I have ever had the good fortune to meet and to be taught by and to learn from. They're amazing. They're just amazing. Just even just being in the same energy space as them is an incredible feeling. And they've put together such a wonderful program, and I was so sad. I was crying yesterday because it was the last class, and they have said that they're not teaching any more classes. And all good things must come to an end, and they've been doing it for 40 some odd years now, so they've had a good run. And so many people's lives have been changed because of what they have been teaching. There's no other school like it. The spiritual psychology program is just like nothing I've ever experienced. And really, the teachings are so familiar and so along the same. Oh boy, that is loud. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to just let this noise pass, but it's right outside my window. The teachings of USM are very much along the lines of a lot of other spiritual teachings. And it's just that they present it in a different way and they teach it in a different way. And of course, they have their own very specific and unique teachings that you won't get anywhere else either, because they are both very adept at spirituality and psychology. So the combination of the two things is very powerful, and I know of no other school that teaches the way they do. And so I've been changed by it, and I just feel so blessed to have been there. So I just want to share that with all of you, and I'm very grateful for having been able to have that experience in this lifetime while the two of them were still on this planet. I hope they will be for a very long time. I'm sorry they're not teaching anymore. But yeah, it's sometimes we have to really experience the joy of the situation while we're in it and then be able to let it go and not attach to it, right? Because everything for our highest good, as they say in USM, everything for our highest good, everything that happens to us happens for our highest good. And one of the statements that we make a lot in the school is, whenever we are speaking with each other and, we're talking about things like this, we always say that. We always say, for the highest good of all, whatever happens. Like if I'm sending you energy for healing or something like that, I would say, thank you, Spirit, for allowing me to send this healing energy for the highest good of all concerned. Because that's what we're doing. And I love that, because when you're sending something, like, you don't know the outcome, you don't know what it's supposed to be, you don't know whether that soul that you're trying to heal has chosen to take an exit point, right? So seeing someone's, say someone is sick, in the hospital or whatever, and they're not doing well, and or say you have two people with the same thing, which often happens, right? Pardon me. Two people, same issue health-wise. One of them may choose to take an exit point because their soul is ready, and the soul chooses when to do that, and they may pass over. The other person may heal and get better completely, right? We see that all the time. I mean, look at the past 3 years, right? Many people got COVID and died. Many people got COVID and were fine. So, I mean, it's like that with any illness, really. And ones that are like really serious, like cancer and anything like that. Some people are going to live and some people are going to die, and that all gets decided by your soul. Your human can send energy. Like when I send energy to, I can send energy to both of those people before they, before the one passes. And I can send energy. And the way I send it is I can send the healing energy. And if I send it for the highest good, it's still going to work. It may not allow them to stay in physical form, but it will help their transition if that's what they're meant to do. So healing energy will always help, and it's not useless. It'll always help, no matter what the outcome. And also not being attached to any particular outcome and focusing on what you do want. I, of course, do not know exactly how this part works, but I have a hunch that, and I have to believe really, because it makes so much sense, that if there's enough healing energy sent to someone and their soul is at all in any doubt about whether they want to stay or go, because you hear stories all the time where people who have near-death experiences get presented with a choice if they want to stay dead or if they want to come back in their body, right? And their soul is doing the choosing. It's not really their human. So I have to believe that sending that energy for the highest good is going to help that person's entire being, their soul, their human, everything, but especially their soul. It's going to help them make the choice that's going to be most advantageous for their journey. So that is kind of how it makes sense to me. And that just really makes a lot of sense to me when I think of it that way. Otherwise, why would we send healing energy, right? If we don't know what's going to happen, there would be no point. But I do think there's a point, and I think that that's part of it. So this weekend was really transformational. It always is. The whole course, of course, was a wonderful manifestation. I was gifted it at the last minute. I didn't think I was going to be able to join because it was a very expensive course, and college courses are pretty expensive, and especially this type. So I wasn't sure I was going to be able to get in, but I was gifted it at the last moment by a very loving person who I will be eternally grateful for. And so the whole thing was a gift for me, just the class itself, what I learned, what I experienced in the class. And it's allowing me to, at this point in time, it's allowing me to release a lot of energy and emotions that are really no longer serving me. And I feel like a lot of us right now with the ascension process are really going through this as well. I have seen and heard many people tell me in this, especially in this last few days, that they're feeling a lot of anger where they normally don't. So I just want to let you know that if you are feeling a lot of emotion the past few days, and it's kind of unusual for you, especially anger, it just allow it, don't hold on to it, don't let it get stuck. Just let it be. Just allow yourself to feel it, let it run through your body, and know that it's there and it's coming up to be released at this point in time, because the ascension process of the earth as well as its inhabitants is well underway. And I want to say it's coming to completion, but I have no way of knowing when that's going to be. So it's heading towards completion. Could be a little while, could be a longer while. I don't know. That information I am not privy to. But if any of you are feeling this is what I want to say. Don't get mired in it. Don't get worried about, feeling the anger. Just allow it to be there. If you're angry, be angry. Allow it. I did that this morning. I was angry. A few things have been happening that made me angry. And I allowed myself to feel it. And then I realized, I'm like, okay, I know why this is coming up. This is coming up because it needs to be released. It's still the last vestiges of this emotion that I am holding in my energy that doesn't want to be there anymore. And I don't need it. I need to clear it so that I can ascend more effectively. So if you're feeling anything like that, just know that it's not going to be forever. Allow yourself really just to feel it and just be with it. And you can breathe and you can name a sensation in your body where you might be feeling it. A lot of times people feel it in different places and it feels like different sensations. It could be heat, it could be vibration, it could be in your solar plexus, it could be in your throat, it could be in your head. I mean, it could be anywhere and any sensation. But the important thing is that can be a really effective tool to help you release it. So if you're feeling angry or sad, it's just an emotion that wants to be acknowledged so that it can be released. And part of the acknowledgement could be naming the sensation wherever it happens to be in your body and just looking at it and saying, oh, okay, so I feel a sensation of heat in my chest, for example. And you just kind of be with that for a minute or two, and that's usually all it takes. Because I can tell you that's what happens when I do it. It takes like maybe a few minutes tops for me to feel it lessen and lighten. The sensation lessens and lightens, and the actual feeling of the emotion lessens, and I feel lighter. And I feel much lighter now than I did earlier, this morning when I was kind of pissed off. Not horribly so, but just kind of thinking of different things that have happened over the last, who knows, few days, few weeks, especially the last few days. And just little things, they're not even big things, but little things that could turn into big things if I let them. But I don't want to let them. So yeah, I'm feeling what I'm feeling. And if and when the situation needs addressing, I will address it. However, there's a darn good chance that since I am letting go of this first inside, that I may not even have to address anything because the energy is shifting by itself. And I'm taking my focus off of those things that are making me angry. Pardon me. And when you do that, when you just take your attention away from something that's causing you disturbance, the energy just can shift. Like a spirit will come in and shift the energy. And then you often don't have to do very much if there's any resolution that needs to be made. It's usually not up to you to fix the situation, let spirit do it. It's much more effective. And if there is anything for you to do, you'll be guided. And you'll be guided in a way that is more productive, less emotional, easier, just better all around. You won't have to get into, a situation where you're like super uncomfortable, hopefully. So all in all, it's really the best thing to do, just to allow the feeling to be there, acknowledge the feeling, and breathe into your heart space. That's one tool. And just let it go and allow the energy to shift itself before you do anything else, if you feel the need to do something else later. Maybe not. You might not have to, but that's what I'm saying. If the energy, sh once the energy shifts, you will be guided whether or not to do anything. And you might have already forgotten about it at the end of it all. You may be like, oh, I don't even care about that anymore. That doesn't even matter. Right? And things like that have happened to me where I've just kind of ignored them for so long that after a while, I realized that the problem just fixed itself. So sometimes inattention can be a good thing when you're talking about issues that you really can't do that much about, especially. So let me go back to the chat room and see if any of you have something to say. All right. Go. All right, so some of you have come in. I can see that. Okay. Oh, Catherine's a Gemini. Okay. That's right. I think I remember you telling me that one time, Catherine. Gemini. Me and Geminis. Oh boy, I've had a history with Geminis. You're one of the ones I like, Catherine. Let's put it that way. And again, I'm not dissing any particular sign, but it's kind of a thing that Capricorns and Geminis don't often see eye to eye on a lot of things. Although, my moon is in Virgo, so I actually feel like since we're both ruled, those Virgo and Gemini are both ruled by Mercury, we actually do see eye to eye on a lot of things, me and Geminis. But Catherine is such a lovely soul. She's great. I can't imagine not liking her because she's awesome. Oh, okay, Denise, you are a Capricorn, and she could use a card about moving the end of February. Okay, we'll pull a card. Jay is Capricorn rising. Raisin. Raven says, you know, I think that's like the second time someone's called you Raisin, isn't it? Oh boy, maybe we might have to change your name, Raven. Change it to Raven Raisin McMinn. But yeah, Jay is Capricorn rising. I'm pretty sure I was pretty sure I remembered that correctly. I tend to remember the Capricorn placements in people's charts, especially if they're in the top three. Yeah, and Jay says, yes, I am. Thank you, Raven. I love how we all take care of each other here in the chat because we all know so much about each other. It's like we're all best friends. It's great. Okay, so Denise wants a card about moving at the end of February. Let's see what James Van Praagh has to say about that from his deck, Messages from the Guides. All right. James. We can always rely on James. He's pretty cool. Such an amazing psychic medium he is, and his cards are really on point too. Yeah, like I was saying last week, I had a couple of readings with James, more than one. I've had like two or three, and he's, oh my God, he's always so on point. All my relatives come through, they say things that he would have no way of knowing about them. It's amazing, amazing, and I've learned so much from him. I've also taken his mediumship course when he was over here, where I believe he still lives in Encinitas, which is really close to me. It's a lovely part of the world, San Diego County. It's a beach, a really lovely beach town, and a very, very spiritual place. And there's the spiritual center over there in Encinitas, which is where I took one of his courses on mediumship. Okay. So the card says, you are here for a reason. Let's see what the guidebook has to say about that. That's so interesting, considering that you're thinking about moving. Moving at the end of February. Okay. So you are here for a reason. So, Denise, what it says for you is as follows. And if this card resonates for anyone else, then just know that the message is for you as well. Because that, I would say it almost always happens when a card is being read for one person, it's generally resonating with a few other people too. So you can take that as you're reading as well. So, okay, Denise, no soul just shows up on earth arbitrarily. There is a reason and a plan. Never feel as though you do not have a purpose. Nothing is further from the truth. There are a finite number of souls experiencing this earth plane at this moment, and you are one of them. You are essential. You have a function to serve, not only for yourself, but for all the other beings who have agreed to join you here. There is a divine plan in motion, and you are an integral part of it. Not any more or any less than anyone else. The spiritual realms don't attach significance or importance to certain souls. All play their part equally. The human psyche is drawn to comparisons. Better than, smarter than, richer than, more powerful than, more famous than. The guides ask you to respect yourself for the courageous, essential, and loved member of spirit that you are. This card is a reminder to you that no matter the earthly circumstances, you have purpose and you are needed. And so while that particular reading doesn't sound like it's addressing your moving issue exactly, Denise, the overarching feeling that I'm getting from this card and these words and the energy behind it is that you are here wherever you are right now. I don't know the situation about you moving. I don't know if you've already decided to move. I don't know if you're thinking about moving. but what I'm getting intuitively is just that you are here where you are right now for a reason, like it says on the card. And give some thought to whether or not you really want to move. That's actually what's coming through. That's what I'm getting. Give some thought to whether or not you really want to move, because you might not want to. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but if there's any doubt, you might not want to, at least not right now. Maybe later, unless you absolutely have to right now, and that's okay. But that's just the feeling that I'm getting. I'm getting the feeling that, like, you're kind of where you are right now for a reason, and you might want to stay there a little longer. I don't know. I don't know why I'm getting that, but that's the feeling I'm getting. And I give you what I get. I don't know, again, any of the details. So let me know if that means anything to you, and if that makes sense, because I don't know if it does or not. but that's what I got. And I would be interested in hearing how that lands for you and what that means for you. Okay. So I hope it helps. Putting the card back in the deck and going back to the chat room. Just gonna see if anybody's got any other questions or perhaps wants a card. Thanks for asking for that. I'm glad we had a chance to pull a card for you. All right, I don't know what's happening with Facebook, but it is acting really weird and taking me to a error page. Okay, here we are. Now I've got you. Okay, scrolling down. Okay, Tiffany, she says, popping in. I have been working intently on my business loan application. My goodness, Tiffany, you are always so busy. You go, girl. I know you like that. I know you like being busy. I look forward to the replay. I think you heard my news on Mark's show, and I just want to thank you again for your help the last couple weeks. XOXO, hearts, hearts, hearts. And you are very, very welcome, Tiffany. As you'll hear when you hear the replay, if you haven't heard it already, I did mention you earlier, and I'm very, very happy that everything went really well for you. So thank you for popping in. It's always good to hear from you guys when I pull a card for you or do a reading for you, and you confirm that what I said was actually true. It's always nice to hear that, right? but I take no credit, because I don't make up these things. They come to me from spirit. I don't make anything up. I give you what I get, which is also why I'm interested in hearing like what it means for you. And if it's accurate, because I like to know. And in general, it's pretty accurate, because spirit really doesn't make too many mistakes at all, or any mistakes, period. Okay, so in since no one's asked for anything else, I will read from Opening Doors Within, which I like to do. And today again is December 11th, so let's go to December 11th. And this is just a little book of meditations, kind of give us a little guidance for all of us. And we'll see what it says. I don't read these ahead of time. This is a cold read. I don't read anything ahead of time. Okay. So December 11th, the best way to bring love and prosperity into your life is to bless everything and give thanks for every increase which comes your way as a gift from me, me being God, spirit, universe. As you learn to bless and give thanks for everything, you are actually putting into practice one of the great laws of prosperity and plenty. For with love and blessings comes increase. You have seen a child expand and grow in beauty and wisdom when love and blessings are poured down upon it. You have seen plants and flowers and animals respond to love and blessings. You have felt yourself respond when love and blessings are poured down upon you. Now go and do likewise to everyone you contact. You will find that the more you do it, the easier it becomes, and the more easily you can open your heart until love and blessings flow from you all the time, and the very joy of living is bubbling over in you out into the world. And you know, that sounds like that can sound kind of trite in some ways, but I don't think it is, because love is the most important thing that we have to give. And if you want to receive anything, giving some form of love to someone else and to yourself, don't forget that, is the way to receive anything good. If you want to receive, you want to be able to give. And it's never just a one-way thing. It always works that when you give, you receive. And when you receive, you're also giving, because the person who's giving to you is receiving your love and gratitude for what you've received. And that's energy. So it's always a back and forth, give and take. It's never just one-sided. It's never just one-sided. And I'm not talking about, like, you know, someone's a narcissist. That's a different story entirely. I'm talking about, you know, just regular people, human beings, souls and bodies, like we all are. And the giving and the receiving is a really wonderful thing to be able to do, because when you give of your heart, you bring that boomerang right back around at yourself, even if that's not obviously what you were trying to do, but that's the end result. You're going to get back whatever you give. And so with that, I'm going to have to say goodbye to all of you for this week, and I love you all very much. I am sending you so much love, so much gratitude for your presence. And I just want you to know how much you all mean to me. And I'm happy that you're here every week with me. So you have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. And may the peace of God be with all of you always. Bye, everybody.